This is Summer of StoryCorps on 90.5 WESA, where each week we bring you stories from Pittsburghers recorded by StoryCorps last fall. I'm Maria Scapoletto. This week, we'll hear from Nick Grimes. Grimes is the director of the Post-9/11 Veterans Storytelling Project with the Veterans Breakfast Club in Pittsburgh. But 16 years ago, he was a teenager with little understanding of the world outside his native Alabama. As for many young American men and women of Grimes' generation, the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001 would change his perspective and his direction in life. Here he is speaking with friend and colleague Aradhana Oliphant.
You were in school and then you said you went to the army. Why? What made you? Your dad was not in the military, and generally there's a family.
My grandfather
influence.
Was in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
He was in World War II. My great-grandfather was in World War I. He was a Marine. So growing up in Alabama, I was 15 when 9/11 happened. Mm. I have no understanding of the real world, policy, any of this stuff. So when people make comments like, oh, that was a personal attack on us, and I believed it. So I graduated high school. I had no desire to immediately go spend four more years sitting in a classroom. And in Alabama, in Mobile, there's an Air Force recruiting office, there is the Marine Corps recruiting office, there's a tanning salon, and there's the Army recruiting office. And as I walk out, there's two Army Sergeant First Classes smoking cigarettes, and now I'm 17. I'm like, oh, these guys seem all right. Let me go talk to them. And so I went and talked to them, and I walk out having joined the Army.
Just like that?
Just like that.
Did you tell your mom or your dad that you were doing this?
I told my mom. She wasn't really jazzed up at the prospect.
So you were deployed then?
Yeah, I went to Afghanistan twice. March 2006 to June 2007, so 15 months. And the second time was all of 2009.
So it must have been hard to be away from home. What helped you through that?
Yeah, the first time I was 20, wasn't married, and that was pretty easy. Full of piss and vinegar, ready to get over there. And that was an enlightening 15 months. I learned that the world is so much more complex than anything I could have ever experienced before. But I also learned, we Afghan army guys, Afghan security forces that we worked with pretty closely, and I learned, like, contrary to what I may have been taught, like, people are people. And it was very much the opposite of what I was expecting it to be. I was expecting to be all these getting nasty looks all the time, just
watching
all
the
stereotypes to be, right? Mm-hmm. And it was so different. And then my second tour, I was married. My son was about 9 months old, and he actually took his first step the night before I left. So that made getting on that plane almost impossible for me. There was nothing I've ever hated to do more. It was a different experience. It was like I was two different people. Particularly, there was an, it's like we were sitting at the FOB one day, the base,
the FOB? Okay.
The base in Afghanistan, and there was this Afghan army guy, and he had his little 3-4-month-old son with him, and he's playing peekaboo with him, like just like I would do. In that moment, it kind of, the blinders were taken off a bit, and this thing solidifies, like, wow, like this guy, he wants to go home and play with his kid just as bad as I do. And that was really, that was an awakening moment for me. Are all these things that I believe, are they true? Or have I just been naive this whole time?
You are wiser, kinder, gentler beyond your years. And to say gentler, kinder for someone who's been in the military may not be the may not be the stereotype.
But it should be.
Yeah.
Nick Grimes speaking with Aradhana Oliphant as part of our Summer of StoryCorps series. Find more online at WESA.FM.
Summer of StoryCorps is made possible by Hilda and Freddie Fu and the Pittsburgh Foundation.